Assistant State Department of Fish and Wildlife conference call dated November 6, 2015. It is now 8:30. Good morning, all.
Morning.
It's 11. It's 11:30.
That's your problem. Item one, technical changes to bighorn sheep marking requirement rules. Briefing, public hearing, and decision.
Hey, Nate, are you on the line?
Yes, this is the director's office here.
Okay.
We just had several people join. Could you announce who joined?
This is Jake Meany. I joined.
Morning, Jake.
Good morning.
Okay, Nate, are you taking up the bighorn sheep discussion?
Yes. Good morning, commissioners. In the office here in the NRB, I'm joined by Mick Pope, Game Division Manager, Rich Harris, our Special Species Section Manager, and Joe Shoren with the Attorney General's Office. And this is Nate Pamplin, Assistant Director of Wildlife.
Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. This is Dave.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
All right, Nate, are you leading the discussion on the bighorn sheep issue?
Yes, sir. I'm going to turn it over to Rich.
Thank you.
Good morning. This morning we have an issue I hope will be fairly simple and short. In March of this year, we presented a revision of WAC 232-12-284. We subsequently, after some discussion, made some changes to that and presented the final version that we wanted adopted to you in April at the Olympia meeting. We ran into the commission adopted that unanimously, I believe. And then we ran into a technical problem. We discovered sometime later that the version that had made it to the printer's office was the March version and not the April version. So the difference between those two is the text that is underlined in the actual WAC that you see there. And it has to do with the suggestion made by some constituents that we provide a way for folks who had legally obtained a bighorn mount or sheep or horns prior to the advent of our permanent marking program to get marked and thus enter into the system legally. And that way, our enforcement officers have clarity. If a bighorn sheep is not pinned or marked, it becomes a suspicious one. If it is pinned and marked, then we've got it in our records, and they know that that is all well and good. And the difficulty was that some people came forward saying, I have a bighorn sheep that I harvested legally before you were even doing this, and therefore I would be technically not legal. And that's not the kind of people, obviously, that we were interested in having our enforcement officers worry about. So we just added this text saying that if a bighorn sheep was obtained prior to the era of marking, that that person could simply write us a request explaining the situation, and when we would come and have one of our staff mark that animal, and we would put it in our records, and then it would be in the same category as any other legally harvested sheep, where that person would be able to retain it for display, but not to sell it for profit.
Are there any questions?
So, Larry, just to be clear, we have no one signed up to provide testimony on this item.
Okay. Hearing no questions, would someone choose to make a motion?
I so move.
Jerry Smith has made a motion. Okay. And that was Jay Keeney? Who made the second?
No.
Dave Graybill.
Dave Graybill. Commissioner Graybill. Made a second. Do we have any additional discussion?
Mr. Vice Chair?
Yes.
I didn't hear the motion language.
Yes. Brad, would you be kind enough to... Do you have it? You don't have it.
I don't have it.
Oh, go ahead, Brad.
Just for the record, to make it absolutely clear, I move to amend WAC 232-12-284 as proposed.
Commissioner Graybill, do you second that motion?
I do.
We have a second from Commissioner Graybill. Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. The motion carries. Thank you.